Good morning. 7:37. 7:37 on January the 8th, 2012. No, 2013. Yes. I got out a little after 7. Got the picture taken. Got my blood moving. I'll be home by 8. Get a fresh cup of coffee and settle into finishing up full share. Pressing the button on that today. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise, and a couple of other things. So, not a bad pace, 17, 18. Not a great pace, but not a bad pace. It's a little bit cold, and the tunes weren't exactly pumping. I switched channels to dance pop, figuring I'd get a better collection. Wrong, I don't think so. I don't think it's all that much better. Okay. And we'll see if we have clicks today, because I just noticed that the microphone has fallen out of its holder again. Well, it seems to be hanging in midair, so that'll work. Anyway, as long as it's not bouncing against my collar, I think it'll be all right. So, yeah, yesterday was Monday. It was apparently social media day yesterday. Google Plus kind of took over my life yesterday with a conversation continuation from John Ward. I'll have to see if he has a new post up there today. He was featuring my amwriting.org blog post from last year about parrots don't buy crackers. That post was largely ignored, and continues to be, for the most part, largely ignored. The longest comment thread under it is from a guy who complains that I don't understand how parrots work, that they're actually very intelligent and they know what they're saying. Unfortunately, actually had done a lot of research on parrots and whether or not they did just parrot. That is, whether or not they just repeated. And most of the research on it is from a single parrot named Alex. I think it was a blue parrot who has since passed away. The research has never been replicated. It's never actually been confirmed, as far as I know. So, from a scientific standpoint, yeah, that's a sort of a rough kind of assertion to make with any degree of scientific validity. I'm not saying they're not. The point of the article was that they don't buy crackers. So, collecting likes, getting big numbers of followers, just means you have a lot of followers, and you had a lot of people who liked you. It doesn't really mean you have any influence over them, and that's the problem. Because what matters in social media isn't really how many of them there are, it's how much influence you have. This is something that a lot of the guys that I follow, CC Chapman, Seth Godin, all those guys, they all understand this. They have huge followers. They also have huge influence. So coupled with, you know, those two things together, and it's quite a juggernaut. But I'm sure I've talked about the million follower fallacy before. So I won't get into it again. But it was interesting to talk to a bunch of writers who thought that perhaps there's some merit here. Also gave me an opportunity to talk about what constitutes social media, because for the most part, most people in the space consider Facebook and Twitter to be, and now the newcomer, Google Plus, to be social media, when the reality is social media has been around as long as blogging, if not longer, and that the walled gardens that have grown up around blogging, that create platforms like Ning, like Facebook, those are interesting in that they are, for the most part, if you look at them from a very functional standpoint, they are group blogs. And with some added features. Ning has some community features, like it has an incorporated forum to go along with the group blog, and profile pages to support group blogging in a much more forward-facing way, so that there's your profile and then there's your profile admin. So you can change things that show up in your profile, but then when people go to look at your profile, they see a nicely formatted profile. So it's very much a group blog. All of them are group blogs, with some added features. The apps feature in Facebook. And trying to block school feed is just like, it's like whack-a-mole. I no sooner get it out of my feed and it comes back again. I can't figure out how to turn it off permanently, how to block it. I am not interested in school feed. School feed wants way too much control of my Facebook. I have the same problem with almost every Facebook app. It wants to be able to post in my name, and I don't want it to. No, you're not posting in my name. You're not posting to Twitter in my name. You're not posting to Facebook in my name. I'm going to post, or it's not going to happen. And so any of these apps, they don't get picked up. I also don't pick up the games. I block the games as soon as somebody invites me to one. So it's, I'd block them all, except there's too goddamn many. I'd take all day. And I still wouldn't get them all, because there'd be a new one tomorrow. So I just block the ones that people invite me to. So if you invite me to a game and I didn't accept it, it's nothing personal. It's just that I don't log on to Facebook to play games. I don't log on to Facebook at all, quite frankly. It just sort of sits there in my browser, and I chat once in a while. Do some Facebook updating, which is really, has some limited capability. I do participate in a couple of communities that I find quite engaging and beneficial. I'm in one with Deborah Geary and a dozen or so other people who are also behind the Fill the Shelves initiative. And I watched her release her latest book, which got picked up for a Kindle deal of the day and went to number 28 on Kindle. Huge, huge number for a self-pub. Huge number. She's one of the 23 people who have sold more than 250,000 units on Kindle. That's pretty astonishing, really, considering that she started in November of 2011, and she sold 250,000. And I know how she does it, too. And the silly part is that I should be doing it myself, because I have the same kind of, I think I have the same kind of ability. It's just that for the last year and a half, I've been sort of shut down. My brain is turned off. This is an exaggeration, but my will to live has been sapped. And getting stuff back from riding has been very good. But I got to get this old stuff off my desk, because it's I was talking to Brand yesterday. It really does weigh me down. This idea that I gotta get this stuff out. It's tedious work. It's boring work. I'd really rather be doing something more useful, something more productive, something more interesting. But I have to get this out, so... Oh, well, maybe I'll do laundry instead. So as a result, not only do I not do new work, I don't get the old work out. Because it's just weighing me down so much. So, today is full share day. We're going to get full share out today if I have to stay up all night. No, that's not true. It's a bold statement, but it's not true because that ain't going to happen. I still have family duties that I have to deal with. I still have to go pick up kids. It's quite likely that my wife will stay home from work again today. I did get the laundry caught up yesterday, and the dishes have been done, so other than vacuuming and calling Steamway, I really don't have a lot to do. Other than, you know, work, which would be very good, because not only would it get a book out, it would feel good. And perhaps start rebuilding some momentum. I didn't put up my yearly calendar. I meant to do that. I was doing the scheduling, and then completely spaced it out. The holidays, playing with the kids, we did a lot of Minecraft. Now, I don't know what it is about Minecraft. We have several old computers that are just laying around the house. And I hung them on the network and put Minecraft servers on them. And the family has been playing Minecraft on these group servers on our local LAN. And that's really what we did over the holidays, was played Minecraft as a family, as a group. The kids, not so much. They were Leroy Jenkins all over the place. But elder daughter has done some amazing building work. She built a smithy with a couple of anvils. And if you know what that does, that's a lot of materials, a lot of resources. And she did a beautiful job of it. She found a really nice little hole between mountains to place it. So it's situated terrifically. And it's really quite lovely. So they continue to astonish me. We did an aerial tramway that was a couple kilometers long. Took it up in the air. One of the things was that my wife was... We were living in holes, which if you play Minecraft at all, you understand. And when you log in, you dig a hole to hide in overnight. And then use that as a base of operations to expand your empire. And so she got tired of living in holes. And so we found a jungle temple. We moved into that. Unfortunately, it was in a swamp. So we were constantly battling slimes. And it was over a ravine. And when creepers exploded, they would blow holes in the ground that would drop 50, 60 feet down to almost to bedrock. So I guess it must have been 40, 50 feet down. But it was a tenuous foothold. She kept complaining about having to live with the slimes and live in the hole. And so I went to a mountaintop and hollowed it out and put what is basically a ranch house inside the top of a mountain. And then hung decks, balconies, out the outside. So when you get to the top of this mountain, you're at the top of a mountain and you can see all around. And that's been our base of operations for a long time. It's up out of the slime. It's away from a lot of the obnoxious things. It's high enough up that we don't get blown up that often. Chipped off the sides of the mountains so that the more dangerous mobs fall off. But it's fun. It's something to do together. It's a family activity that we all enjoy. And that's really what we did over the holidays, is play Minecraft. Now, the funny part was that we probably wouldn't have bothered to put a server up, because it's like, oh dear, a server. I don't know that I want to do a server. And it runs only on Windows. Oh gosh, no. But my younger daughter, bless her heart, she put a server on her machine and asked me to open up the firewall so she could get her friends to play. And I figured if a 12-year-old could do it, then I could probably manage. And yeah, it took, God, jeez, it probably took me, 5 minutes. So yeah, that was funny. That was very squirrely, but it worked. So yeah, it's easy to get sidetracked, to get sucked into Minecraft. Oh well, I'll just mine a little, and then 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and I'll, because I need to harvest my crops. I need to feed the cows. We're always building new bookshelves, so we need more leather all the time, because we need more books. And the next thing you know, the day's gone. So yeah, no Minecraft till I get full share out. Assuming my wife goes to work. If she doesn't go to work, then all bets are off. It's very difficult to work with her in the house. And it's always been difficult to work with her in the house. But when I had a full-time job, I was able to say, this is really the only time I have, so could you shut up and be quiet and not bother me for the next 4 hours? And she would, mostly. But now that I'm a full-time writer, I can work anytime I want, except when she's home. And since she's chronically ill, she's home. It's 5 days out of seven. Or more. So I think she went to work 3 days in December. And so far in January, because it's only been one short week, she went 1 day? 2 days. Then I took a vacation day Friday. Sick day yesterday. She really needs to try to get herself back to work today, because the HR people are beginning to question her. She's already got an ADA file, but it's getting to the point where it's going to be difficult, tenured or not, it's going to be difficult to maintain. So we got to see if we can't get that under control. And unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. It's just a matter of toughing it out, waiting it out, and hoping, basically, that she manages to get all of her various ailments under control. Okay. Endomondo should talk to me here in a minute and tell me that I was slowed down the last mile. I'm going to guess 18:30. We'll see how close I am. Coming up to the house. It's not even 8 o'clock. I love this. I'll try to do this again tomorrow, because this is perfect timing. But in order to do it, I had to get up at 4:30. But I usually always get up at 4:30, so this is a good thing. I like it. Okay, come on, talk to me. Where is my Endomondo? Ah, crap. $18.25. That was pretty close. Well, that's it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.